Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Brittany.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good, great. Okay, so there's a couple of things I wanted to speak to you about that have come to my attention. So the first thing is maybe about, I want to say about 10 minutes ago. You were caught sending in follow-up work. Basically, you know, I'm not for sure about, well, I know to my agencies, no, you go home, I tell you guys that you are watched more, they listen to you more, they watch you more, make sure you're doing things that you're supposed to be doing, make sure you're not sending no follow-up work or sending on the steps that you're not supposed to be actually sending on, make sure you're not, you know, calling avoidance or anything like that. So recently, maybe like the past 5-10 minutes ago, which is just, this just happened, where another lead, a senior lead to be that, caught you sending on follow-up work with no activity. You wasn't filling out any information regarding the account, no Google Doc, and it's about you sending on follow-up about 7 to 8 minutes. And, you know, then they advised me that once they got to message you, and then that's when you decide to go ahead and, you know, hit the ready status to take another phone call. And I'm just, you know, wanted to make sure, is there any reason you're just sending a follow-up status with no activity going on your screen for any reason?
You said what, Tiffany?
Okay. So just this happened where you were sending the old follow-up work about 5, maybe 8 minutes with no activity on your screen.
I probably meant to push break or something. Ain't nothing going on to where it's a problem or nothing of that nature.
Okay, because they wrote you was actually like, hey, you know, what are you doing? And instead, you went.
I'm trying to get. No, see, I don't have 2 hours to drive to Montgomery to come get a new headset and all of that stuff. And we keep having issues, which is I've notated plenty of times about the headset and the issues that keep going on with this headset. They keep on trying to make me do echo tests and all that stuff that's not working. So therefore, I disconnected my stuff for a little second. It still connects on Wi-Fi, but it won't take no calls. So I had to redo everything in order to think, so my screen won't go off. My screen will still stay on. And because if my internet just comes out without it being on Wi-Fi, then it's going to totally sign me out, have to restart the computer and all of that stuff. So I have the computer hooked on Wi-Fi just in case there's an Ethernet cord situation or a problem. And it's not my Ethernet cord. It is this whack A-word headset, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to just go buy me a new one from Walmart because this is ridiculous.
Well, okay, so that's my first time.
I'm having trouble with the insurance that's going on with this company. It's just a lot. Today is a messed up day. I done got into it with Ms. D today. I done got into it with the insurance people today. I'm just, today is a effed up day, and I'm darn near just ready to crack out for a minute and get my head right. This is crazy.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, Brittany, I do apologize about anything that, you know, you may have going on outside of work or anything that may be dealing with work-related issues, but this is about, you know, you sending no follow-up. Now, if you're having headset issues, this is my first time that I'm hearing this, that you have came to me personally about you having headset issues.
I done put it in the IT group. I done put it in, I done sent the email through the IT group.
Right, that's everything
that's
dealing with IT. That's when you send anything to IT, that goes to them personally. That doesn't have anything to actually do with me.
And I put it in the chat.
That you call them, right, if you say that you have reached out to them several different times, then they do have a telephone number where.
Yeah, I called them. We called them. That's the one who told me that I need to call my internet company because it's my internet and all that. That when I get to doing this, if my internet company can't do it, I'm going to have to restart my internet and all this stuff like that.
Okay, so we can definitely try to get that taken care of. But Brittany, this is very serious because what happens is, like I said, we called you today, sent on the follow-up work for about 8 minutes without any activity going on, and, you know, that's been recorded, so it shows that you're not doing anything on the screen. Earlier today, another lead brought it to my attention that you were sitting on a dead air call. So this is not the first time this has been brought to my attention today. Earlier this morning, about 8 o'clock, you were sitting on a dead air call, and basically how you get those calls to come in, and, you know, or you might get to do a call back, and there's someone there on the line, and, you know, then you say, customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Disconnect the call due to no response. Basically, you send the call for 10 minutes with no customer. It was just a 10-minute call that you actually set up on, where we call that call avoidance, because if you know there's no customer there after you do your opening, and, you know, because you're not saying anything, then you want to say your, well, customer, are you there? Customer, you know, are you there? Disconnecting call due to no response. Disconnecting call due to no response. And you move on with the next call. You don't just sit on those calls. And by you sitting on that call for 10 minutes, and I have all the information, I can get it sent over to you, you know, if you want to, you know, hear it and things like that. But this call is to move up on your coaching, where this will now be a written warning. And I'm going to tell you, like, with this being a written warning, this will cause, if you anything like this happens again, in the future, this will cause you your at-home privileges for you to have to come back in-house. So if you're speaking to me about a headset issue, I get that. Like I said, if you have not reached out to IT about that, you know, I'm not for sure what the communication with the headset is, but we can try to get that taken care of for you. But what happens is now with this happening, and also there was a call sent over by the was asked by the client, for Koala DC Consulting. I want to get that call sent up to you now where basically you and the customer, he was upset about the charges. You explained the terms and conditions to him. He was saying the account was fraud. You were telling him, no, sir, it was not fraud. He was asking to return the call. You were saying, no, sir, we returned the product. He was explaining to him, no, sir, we don't have a return policy right now due to the pandemic. But eventually when they removed it, uplift that pandemic, then he's able to return it. And, you know, we don't take the products back at all. It just depends on what it is. Then he has to speak to a supervisor over 3 times. The call was not connected over. Then you got to the point where you were actually rude as well, telling him, like, you know, sir, me, you're grown, and, you know, we're going to talk and civilize people, and, you know, in that nature, we don't do that on those particular phone calls. You know, customer service is the number one thing that we preach about. You know, the customer has the right to say whatever they have to say on the line. You cannot tell a customer to, you know, don't do this or don't do that. If they're, you know, to the point of they're just making some type of threat towards you, then, you know, we have protocol for that. But you're not able to tell the customer, you know, what they can say and what they cannot say. And on that particular phone call, Brittany, you were just way out of line. Do you remember this phone call?
You said it was a phone call. What, ma'am?
For the Koala DC. Looks like it was, like I said, I can get it sent over to you now. You and the customer went back and forth about returning the products. He basically wanted his money back, and he was letting him know, sir, we don't take the products back right now due to the pandemic, but he was telling him if once the pandemic removes or lifts, then he's able to return the products. Then you offer him back a 35% refund. I didn't hear that he made any type of threat, but he was asking to speak to the fraud department because you mentioned the fraud department to him. He was like, well, sir, I cannot connect you over to anyone, but the fraud department, he was like, well, let me speak to the fraud department. And he was like, well, sir, they can't stop fraud, so I just cannot really get you to connect to the fraud department. And, you know, you guys went back and forth, and it was just back and forth, this about that as well. So let me just see here. Let me get that sent over to you. Just give me one moment. Hold on one moment, Brittany. So the first one I sent is the one where you and the customer went back on the Koala DC consulting call, and then I'm going to get the other one sent over to you as well about the one that you were sitting on the dead air call for about 10 minutes. So give me one moment. Because that was said, like I said, you know, when you're being home, it's very important that you're doing what everything you're supposed to do, and you're a really great agent, things like that. So to hear this, you know, come from, you know, like, Brittany don't normally do things like that. And this is like the second time today where, you know, you're sending a follow-up or you're sending a dead ear call. It seems like you got a lot going on personally-wise, and I do understand that. But, you know, with that being said, we're still not able to sit on, you know, follow-up work or a dead ear call or whatever case it be. You have your break time, you need to take, you know, extended break, let us know, you know, if something happens, you need to clock out for a minute, you can always let us know or something like that. But just, you know, follow-up work or, you know, a dead ear call, that's something that we're not able to do. Also, with the customer on the line that you just spoke to him about, that wasn't professional at all. We're not able to speak to customers that type of way or anything like that. You know, we have to be respectful on the line. When you're speaking with customers and stuff like that, just say it's customer support. You need to explain the terms and conditions to him. I did hear you say that. I heard a refund was offered back, which is 35%, but I didn't hear him make a threat to the tours the end of the call where he was like, I'm going to call my bank. And that's when you told him, well, sir, give us a call back with your bank, and we can, you know, refund the charges back. He was like, no, I want to call my bank to have the charges disputed. So it seems like he didn't even, you know, dispute the charges just yet. You just told him to call back with his bank so we can remove the charges. And he was telling them, no, he's not going to call back with his bank. He wants the charges removed now, or he would just dispute the charges. And, you know, you guys went back and forth about that. As well. So the call wasn't handled as properly as it should have been handled. So that's why this would actually go into the system as a written warning, excuse me. And what that means is, like, next time something like this happens, you know, like I said, this can cause your at-home privileges, which means that it will cause you to come back in-house. Because with the severity of you sitting on after follow work for 7-8 minutes, but no activity. Also, when you sit on a dead air call for 10 minutes, and then also speaking to a customer like this on a particular phone call, now I give you some time where you can actually go back and, you know, listen to it if you don't recall, because he told you on the call he's going to call back in. He asked you for your ID. You gave him some type of ID number. I'm not for sure what number that was, but he gave you, he asked me, like, what's your name? He wants your ID number, because he's going to call back, you know, and complain and stuff like that. And when they say they're going to do that, 5 times out of 10, Brittany, that's what they do, you know, in this case. So eventually that's what he did, and he got over to the client where the client for Koala's requested for the call. So just imagine, you know, us as a KSK, you know, we have to send that call to the client where, you know, you're treating the customer the way it was treated. That was something that's not acceptable at all, you know, dealing with the ASK company. We don't do that. That was very unprofessional.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and, like I said, get everything and get this other call sent out to you. The first one I sent is with the with you and the customer, and then I'll get the other one that was sent over where another lead, you know, today, which is you were called, sent on this call for 10 minutes. I don't think it was today, but it was a healthy living call that was sent over to me just doing regular monitors, and you was called. On this call for 10 minutes, and this called avoidance. We don't want to do that. So, you know, the severity of this is, like I'm saying, it's very serious. It's very serious. I understand you got a lot going on and things like that, but that's something you're not able to do. So I'm going to get that call sent over to you as well, and I can get the account sent over to you for the last call so you just see and hear what we heard, you know, and you know, so you can understand where it's coming from. And like I said, I'll get everything, you know, typed up and everything like that. You know how to go in and, you know, sign for it, showing that I, you know, spoke to you about it and things like that. And, you know, the next step after this right here, it would be your, you coming back in-house, your at-home suspension, or your, you'll basically be removed from at-home when you have to come in every day to work, and then the next one will be a 2-day suspension. If anything like this happens again. So this is very serious, Brittany. You're not playing, especially about just in that call, that was unnecessary. He said, I don't know if you had a lot going on, but that still doesn't, you know, state the fact that you were being very rude to the customer. So why did I send this to her? Hold on, I sent it to the wrong person. Hold on, I'm going to send it to you. So do you have any questions, or do you have anything to say, or I mean, other than what you told me about the headset, and like I said, that's something that you will need to call in to IT about if you're having any issues regarding with that. But I mean, is there anything else that you know that you need to speak to me about or anything?
No, ma'am. That's it. I'm finna. Yeah, I need to take a break from this computer for a minute. My eyes hurting. I missed my eye appointment. It's just a lot. So I need to take a little second.
Okay, are you asking for like a 5-minute break? Or what type of break are you asking for?
Like a little 5-minute break.
Okay, go ahead and submit the 5-minute break. I want to get that approved for you. So you take your 5 minutes. I'm not, what time do you get off today?
6:30.
Okay, so... okay, so you still got some time. Have you already took your lunch?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and put it in, submit it in for the 5-minute break. I'll get that approved for you. Like I said, just make sure you're doing everything you're supposed to do, because I don't want you to have to come back in-house. We had our talk when I first met you. You were ready to go home due to the kids, stuff like that. You was ready to do what you need to do. You know what you needed to do to go home, so... I just want to enforce those. You still have to continue to do that. Once you get home, you still have to continue to do that. I know a lot of people get home, they get lazy, they get comfortable, and they think they can get away a couple of things. Well, I can hang up on the customer because they're not going to know, or I can do this. Like, you're watched more when you're at home. So it will come up eventually. So, just keep that in mind. I hate we had to get to this point, but, due to the severe that was something that will move you to the next step.
Ma'am?
Are you able to hear me?
No, ma'am, I ain't hear nothing you just said.
I was just explaining to you that, going forward, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you're supposed to do. I remember having that conversation with you when you were telling me, when we first met, that you was ready to go home, do to your kids, being in school. But they're going, doing a virtual. So, you had to have someone there with them and stuff like that. So, when going home, you have to keep that at-home privilege. You have to still do the same things that you were doing in-house to get home, to stay home. Like, a lot of people get home and get comfortable. They think, okay, I can hang on this customer, or I can do that, and, we won't know. But when you're at home, you're watched more. You get cued more. We see what you're doing. We pull your screen up. Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So just to hear that today you were seeing a follower 8 minutes, without no activity, so that caused you to, say get in trouble, because those are things that we called avoidance, and that's something that asks the kids to do not, play about. So let me see here. Did you already put your break in? Equipment and break?
Yes, ma'am. I already put it in.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get that approved. Let's go ahead and approve that. Like I said, I'll put it in the system, let you know when it's in the system. So you can go in and get it signed out, but going forward, just make sure you're doing whatever you need to do so you will not lose your at-home privileges. Because you're at the line down where we'll be asking for you to come back in and start working. And you just told me that, it's hard for you to come down and get a headset. It's a 2-hour drive. So, that's something that you want to think about.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Brittany, we're going to let you go. You can go ahead and go to the break status, okay, once we're done.
All right.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.